Smutim the raisi, you have to do it that way. Where's the raya? Like Rashi says, Menor Tamer, where's my raya? The Moedi Reb Lezim, the Kama, the Eshle Shnuya Mashninen, the Taninan, where's the raya to say that when you could change it, to do it life in the Vashinui, that's only Midi Rabbonin, you have to do it that way, and you have no right to do it to Yisri the raisa. Where's my raya that he holds this word? Mahi, the Tanya we learned, Koyain Sha'olso Loboy Yabelis, a Koyain that has a growth that's growing on his body. Is alocha chaveroi choit choloi bishinov. Who could cut off the growth on Shabbos? Your chaver, and even your friend can't use a knife, has to use his teeth. He has to bite it off. If he bites it off, then it's okay. Yeah, to cut off the growth on Shabbos, that's also midiraisa. That you can't do, only with shinov with your teeth. If you have no bishinov, even doing with your teeth, Chaveroyin, who could do it? Not even you. Your friend has to do it. V'iloy, but you can't do it. The chaveroyin mesakin leshaper, because when your friend cuts off the growth from your body, he's not going to do such a good job. So that's the biggest shinui. V'ochi yom mesef the shabbos v'erikam atzniya. The pligi Reb Lezer Rabbonu b'noyt to sipornov zu b'zu abishina Reb Lezer mechayiv chatis. Reb Lezer holds there as an issa diraisa even with your hands. If you peel off your nail even with your hands is also midiraisa. The Chum say no. If you don't use a knife or scissors, just your hands, peeling off your nails is only midirabonim. Yakim nohosom, timichi mechayev Reb Lezer benoito liyatzmoy. Even Reb Lezer says by peeling off the nails with your hand, it's also midiraisa, it's only if you yourself do it. But if you peel off somebody else's nails, pshit it's only yasim midirabonim. Sakoponim, when somebody else does it, it's a bigger shinui. Here we see a din that says what? That a kohen that has a yabela, so right now it's called a mum on the kohen, he's not allowed to do the avoida. So if he wants to do the avoida on Shabbos, he has to have somebody else bite it off. Yeah. And with die b'shina mikli loy chaveri in iloy. Now, mommy, who does this brisa go like? Iloy me rabbonin uve migdosh. If you say this brisa goes according to the rabbonin shita, that the rabbonin shita is that an issa diraisa is never doicha. Masura mitzvah na doicha. Uve migdosh. Now, Kivan, it's talking about in the base of Migdash, a Kayin that wants to do the Avoida now, is Kivan the Yami Rabbonim Bialmo. Mishum Shvus, Hocha Malihu Mali Chaberin. Now, the Rabbonim holds that cutting off the growth with your hand is called the Shinui. It's not the normal manner. Therefore, it's only Yosim the Rabbonim. Now, according to the Rabbonim, once you're doing an Issa the Rabbonim here, Malihu Mali Chaberin, why do you have to have your Chava to do it? What's wrong if you do it? Even if you do it with your hand, there's no issa d'iraisa involved. It's only us and the Rabbonin. So why can't you do it? Rashi says, Ilay le Rabbonin, diyamri machshire mitzvah loy dochi, av malochem. The Rabbonin shiter is, if you have to do an issa d'iraisa for a hechshe mitzvah to make the mitzvah roy to be done, it's never doicha. Just like we hold a loch like that, avada by Mila. If you lost your knife, you can't make a knife on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry the knife to the Mila on Shabbos. We hold hechshe mitzvah is not doicha. Here also, if the Kohen wants to do the Malach on Shabbos, now that he has a growth on him, that he's a Baal Mum, he has no right near the right to cut off the Mum on Shabbos. Now, why do the Rabbanan say Smuti here then? The Ashmin and the Shvus, Dochi. The Torah says, though, since you're only doing it with your hands, not with a knife, it's only Yostim with the Rabbanan. With the Rabbanan, you are allowed to do this with the Rabbanan with Tzorach Gevoya. Kogoyin Bishinov, Yebechaveri, Ulgoyin Sha'olsoloi Bishabbos, Tlayev Shalol Mishkalem Yesmu. The growth first grew on Shabbos. You couldn't take it off yesterday. So, kivon the yom rabbanon legabe dover reshus the night liyatzmoi zu bezum oy bishinav en kanel mishum shvus of the hocha the gshar bechaveru mishum shvus the migdash the shtar nam liyatzmoi to iya gufo nam mishvusu. As according to the rabbanon svarim, that the reason why it's mutter to cut off this growth is because an issa shvus amid the rabbanon will make them the base of migdash. That's the svarim, not because hechsher mitzvah is doicha Shabbos. Hechshe mitzvah is not doicha Shabbos. The svar is, since it's only an issa, midi rabbonon, an issa the rabbonon didn't make in the migdash. So, b'zoi, why does the braisa say that you have to have your friend cut it off with his teeth? Why can't you do it with your teeth? What do you have to have your friend for? Once you're doing it with your tooth, it's only us midi rabbonon. And once it's an issa the rabbonon svar is, the rabbonon will mat the shusim in the base of migdash. So, there shouldn't be any chiluk. Why should you need your friend to do it? Havada, you should be allowed to do it. Elamai Yitzuraya. Elo lav Reb Lezer. Havada, this Bryce has to go to the court to Reb Lezer Shita. That Reb Lezer Shita is that Machshire Mitzvah is Doicha Shabbos. The Yoma Bialmo Chayiv Chatis. And Reb Lezer Tak holds that even using your hands is also nisi deraisa, pulling it off. Now, v'hocho, afa gav de machshirim mitzvah derechin as a Shabbos, even though really you should be allowed to use a knife even to cut off this wart from yourself. Because Reb Lezer Shita is that mahechshir mitzvah is also derech Shabbos. And this is called the hechshir mitzvah. Because the kohen wants to do the avodah, he wants to bring the korban atomid, which is derech Shabbos. But right now the kohen has a mum on him, he's not right to do it. So it's a hechshir mitzvah to cut off the mum on Shabbos. So really it should be mutter. Still Reb Lezer holds, kama the yesh l'shnuyim mashninon, that as long as you can make a bigger shinui, make the bigger machine as possible. So therefore, do it by the teeth, not with your hands, and even with your teeth, don't do it yourself, let your chaver do it. So you see, according to Reb Lezer, the hech shemitzvah is derech Shabbos still. Is the biggest shinui you could do the biggest shinui. So it's right to what we're saying also, that's Pshan our Mishnah. Our Mishnah also goes according to Reb Lezer, that hech shemitzvah is derech Shabbos. That's why the Mishnah says you're allowed to pull off the ward from the behemoth, but only with your hand, not with the kli. Because since you couldn't make a shinui, you have to do the shinui, like it says here. Rashi Allah Reb Lezahi, the Yoma Benoito Bishinov Liatzmoid Bialmo Shloy Lemitz for the Chayat Chatis. It's even cutting off with your teeth, is also Osimidi Raisa. O Mishimachi Yochinami, Kiv on the Yashim Bechaver, then it's very good. What does Reb Lezahi say here, but after your friend has to do it and not you? Because if you do it, it's Nisidi Raisa. Even though Hechshir Mitzvah is Zaychov, but when you could have your friend do it, which will only be awesome. But Rabbanim, you have to have your friend do it and not you. If your friend do it on the Rabbanim, we don't let you yourself do it to be over this or the right. That's the raya. Even though there's no other way to do it, you have a right to do an issue the right. But when you have another way to do it with the shinui, that's only awesome the Rabbanim, you're only allowed to do it with the shinui. So that's the raya, that's Reb Lezer Shita, and that's Pshat now Mishnah. So the Gemara name. Gemara loy, I tell you there's no raya. Liyoy lom rabbonin. I'll tell you no, the Pshat is less bright to go to the Koran to Rabbonin Shita. That take it true, that's only mutter because it's mit rabbonin. So the question is, if I take it off with your teeth, it's only awesome mit rabbonin, and in the rabbonin we're making the base of Migdash, why do you have to have your friend to do it? Vi also decrease soy hochinami. If the growth was on your stomach that you could bend down and bite it off, it's like a shoe, you could do it to yourself. We're talking about the growth is on your back. That lamaisa, you can't get it off your back yourself. That's why you need your chavrum. Hey, if you use the scissors, you're not allowed to. That's nisi deraisa. We're only matter to bite it off with your hands. Now with your hands or to bite it off, you can't reach in the back. So therefore, the eitzer is on it to let your friend do it. Ovatila yoder, else the back of your arm that you can't reach. The iyo le motzi shokula, he himself can't do it. But enechnami, in a place that you could reach, avad according to the Rabbanan Shita, that the heter here is because you're doing an issu Rabbanan, and the issu Rabbanan is mekel's mutu in the base of Migdash, there wouldn't be enough kumin if you bite it off, or your friend bites it off, because it's both only us with the Rabbanan. Why does the Brisa say your friend? Because it's practical, you can't reach it, that's why you need your friend. Now the Gemara is a new kasha. The Rabbanan, if you want to tell me the Brisa goes according to the Rabbanan Shita, that what? That really machshir manat toich Shabbos. And the heter is only because you're doing your shvus, because it's only your simid rabbonon. Habizai, you have a kasha. Nishkele nahalei biyad. Why does the Braisa say that you have to use your friend, and he has to use his teeth? So he answered, why do you need your friend? Because lamaisa, you can't get to it. It's talking about from the back, in your back, or by the back of your arm, that you can't reach it. But why does your friend, Badavka, have to use his teeth? Why can't your friend use his yad? But tiv shert Reb Lezer, and we should be poshut according to Reb Lezer. The what? The Yomer Reb Lezer says there that machleik is beyond. The machleik is between the Rabbonin and Reb Lezer. If you, like, rip off your nails with your hand, is that also midiraisa or not? So the machleik says by using your hand, that by using your hand, just peeling off your nails with your hand, on that the Rabbonin say even beyond is only also midirabonin. I will be clean. But when you use the scissors or a knife to cut off your nails, then divri hakol chayiv. Then everybody holds its chayiv. So the kasher is now, according to this pshat, and according to the Rabbonin, as long as you're using your hands, you're not using a nail to pull off the nail, or here we're talking about you have a growth on the body, and you want to take it off, as long as you use your hands, not a knife, it's only yosim the Rabbonin. So if you tell me now that this braisa goes according to the Rabbonin, why does it say the chaver, or your friend, has to use his teeth? Why can't he use his hands? the chura using your hands is also asim midrabbanan. And once there's only an isim midrabbanan, that's why it's mutter. It's not mutter because hechsher mitzvah is doicha. It's mutter because on a shavus, that's something that's only asim midrabbanan, where you say the cloud was nageh to the base of Migdish, the rabbanan didn't make the gzera. So here we want the kohen to be able to do the avodah. The way the kohen is now that he has this growth, he's a bal mum. So by taking off the growth, that's called the hechsher, for a korbanus to make the kohen roi to do the avodah. Or not the hechsher, that's called the mitzvah in the Migdash. So if the rabbanan sheet there is, that any shvus, it's mutter in the Migdash, so why dafke with your mouth, why don't you set sign biyat with your hand? So some churts arise that the brice is not so going according to rabbanan, but it's going like we said before, according to Reb Leza. And we have a rye that efshe the mashnina mashninim. As much as you can make a difference, you have to do it by differently. For the Gemara no l'taymeh, even according to you, the Reb Leza nami, even if the brice goes according to Reb Leza, lishkenen halei biyad. True, you have to make a shinu. You shouldn't do it. Your friend should do it. But why do you have to have two shinuim? Your friend with his mouth. Why can't your friend do it with his hand? So the Gemara hain bai. That's no kasha. Iyam rid bishleima Reb Leza. If you tell me, goes according to Reb Leza here. So b'zoy hainu de goza yad otukli. That's what we have a svara to say. The same way you should not use the kli. That's why you should not use the yad either. In other words, according to Reb Leza, really machshire mitzvah is doicha Shabbos. So really you should be allowed even to use a knife to cut off your growth. Now why do we say you have to use a shinui? Why do you have to use somebody else's teeth? Because efshe the mashnin, as much as a shinu you could do, not to do an isi deraisa, it's tveyod, and it's better to do that, not to come to do an isi deraisa. So therefore true, one shinu is that your friend is doing it and not you. Now even when your friend does it, he could do it two ways. He could do it with his hand, or else he could do it with his mouth. Now the reason why we're machmir and tell him only to do it with his teeth, because it's exer with the gozli yadot kli. In other words, We the whole svara why you have to make shinuyim, do as most as possible, like not to be over nisa deraisa. So as far as way is nisa deraisa to do, we make you do. So the biggest shinu is to do with your mouth. That's why we're told to do with your mouth. So male, according to Reb Leza, it's good. Eli yamrit rabbonon here, but if you want to tell me this price goes according to rabbonon, nishkenen nahalei biyad. According to rabbonon, the only svara is that since it's only osim and rabbonon, it's mutter. So b'zoya, the isa should have been biyad, it should have been enough. Why doctor with your mouth? So the Marv is Sula immediate. We can't ask any more questions, but for sure it goes according to Rabbi Lez, like we're saying, and not according to Rabbonin. Yezok the Mishnah. Koyen shaloka v'yetzbo. A koyen that got hit, got a wound on his hand. Is the halacha korech le'agami b'migdash. This is not to put a leaves or on the wound. Avoloi b'medina. But chutz from the best midrash is also, because the chiddush of the Mishnah is that agami, a leaf, is a refuah. It heals up the wound. And you're not allowed to do a refuah on Shabbos. So therefore, not in the Beis Hamikdash is also to put this gami, this leaf, on a wound on Shabbos. But in the Beis Hamikdash, the other Rabbanim will make it on their Shvusim. Mashenkinim lohitzi dam, let's say your purpose of putting this leaf around your wound is to do it tight to make the blood come out, which is this in the Raisam, then treat the Kanvakan osir. Even in the Beis Hamikdash it's osir, because you have no heter to do an Isir Raisam. It's only a Svaru will mat the Shvusim in the Beis Hamikdash, but not an Isir Raisam. Like Rashi says, the Alpha Pisha Gami Mirapa Esamaki, even though it heals the wound, Hail the Hash the Mil Sarah Avoidhi, the Lavur Khaya Shatira Makosa Yim Avoidam, Mechaslays to the Gami. Since when the Kohen's doing the Avoid, it's not nice. He should have like a red spot here, a wound. So it's not nice. So therefore, Sarah Gavoya would matter the Kohen to put this Gami, this leaf, on the wound, even though it's healing the wound. Since that's called Sarah Gavoya, we're matter a Shmus. Mashenke and if lohitzi adam to make the blood come out nisi deraisa they were machmir. So to Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda b'rei de Rav Chiya loishonu el agami. The Mishnah says a kohen b'shas is doing the avoida is allowed to put a leaf over the wound. It only means a leaf. That's not choshev at all. But tzutzel cotton, like a little bandit, a little begin, a little type of a handkerchief you want to wrap around the wound. That's also. A kohen can't wear a handkerchief around his body when he's doing the avoida. You know why? Have a yitu begodim. That's called another begin. And the locher is a kohen is only allowed to wear his begodim. A kohen head, you can only wear four begodim. There's an issa for it him, b'shas, doing the avoida, to wear a fifth begin. Or a kohen godim can only wear eight begodim, not more. So if the kohen is going to have on his wound a begin wrapped around the wound, that's called an extra begin. That's also to wear. That's what the Yehuda Bred of Chiyah holds. Rashi tzutzel cotton, that means also cotton, a small belt. No, it's nice, k'moshi chagur b'tzutzel. So have a yit to begodim. Vatanya b'shchitas kotsha per sheni. Love shnei mechnes naim shnei avnetim. Chos rachas or yos rachas. Or shoyslo ritiyah b'soroi. Tachas bigdo b'yobin avadosa vasa psula. Yavul hosu mikroi v'nei yarm n'posa akana b'gohuna klayma. The big day had yit has kikim lehem. Who lehem? Koyin had yit. Shalavish big day koyin. Godless posel. Kid, so you can't have more than four begodim on you. That's a yit to begodim. Here also, just to have a belt around you is called yitta begodim. Rabbi Yechon Amar no. Rabbi Yechon Amar lo yomru yitta begodim ela b'mokum begodim. There's only an issue to put another begad on the mokum of your body where usually you have a begad. So if you have a cut on your finger, you don't wear gloves. It's not a begad there, so you're allowed to put a belt around the wound. There wouldn't be any issue of yitta begodim. That's Rabbi Yechon and Shita. But on your fingers, where the coin doesn't wear any begodim at all, there's no issa yita begodim. So according to Rabbi Yerson, you would even allow to put a belt around your wound. Slav dafka gami. But we'll see later, the chiddush of a gami is that even though a gami, a leaf, is marapa, heals the wound, still it's mutter. But to put on a belt, sheet is mutter, according to Rabbi Yerson. For the Gemara, why is it mutter? For tevel le'mishum chatzitza. The lacher is when a kohen does the avodah, his hand has to touch the dam. When he makes his riko, his hand itself has to touch the dam. If there's anything in between the dam and his hand, it's posel. So if he has a belt around his hand, it's a chatzitza. How can he do the avodah? And the Gemara b'Shmuel, we're talking about the wound was on his left hand, and the left hand you don't do the avodah; you only use your right hand. Therefore, there's no chatzitza on the left hand. Inami b'yamin, or else I'll tell you the wound is on the right hand. Abishloi b'makom avodah. It's not on the bottom part of the fingers that have to touch the blood. It's the other part of the fingers, the part of the hand that doesn't touch the blood. You're not doing the avodah. So therefore, there's no issa chatzitza. And if Yochanan says there's no issa of wearing more begodim, that issa is only the mokum of the body that you have other begodim. You can't wear two or other begodim. But the mokum of the hand that has no begodim, there's mutter. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. So the Gemara pliegi the Rava. Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rava. The Yomar Rava Omer Rav Chizda. Rava said over the name of Rav Chizda like this. B'mokim begodim. True. In a place of the body that usually you have your shirt, the Michnasayim, or the Kaiba, the Kain has his hat, or the Michnasayim, on those places, Afilo Neima Achas Chetzetis. You should know, even if a string just is on that part of the body, it's called a Chatzitza. Because the halacha of the Big Day Kuna is, the begodim have to like touch the body. There can't be any chatzitza in between the body and the begodim. So not because he's wearing an extra begad here. Even if they just have a small band-aid there on his body. But if the band-aid is underneath the shirt, that's possible. Because the loch is there can't be any chatzitza, anything separating his body and the begodim. That's a loch in the begodim. The begodim have to be totally right on top of his body. So may lebermakam the begodim. Anything you have, even a string that's there, another string that's underneath the begodim, is possible. Because it's a chatzitza. What about shloi b'mokim begodim? What about a place on the body that he usually doesn't have any begodim? Like his hands. He doesn't have any clothing on his hands. Now, Rav Chizda is like this. Sholosh al sholosh chatzetis. That if the begid, whatever you're putting on there, the shmata, is three tefachim by three tefachim, it's called the begid. Even though the Gemara says Lashon of Chetzetes that is separating, Rashi says Chetzetes lav davka. It means that Isser al Yitta begodim. You're wearing another begad. Because once the cloth is the size of 3 by 3 tefachim, that's a chosh of a shear to give it a shame begad. And a kayin v'shasti avoid is not allowed to wear other begodim. So this is not like Rabbi Yechanan. Even though he's putting it on his hand, that's not the mokim begodim, still there's an Isser to wear other begodim there. Anything that's sholosh al sholosh is Chetzetes. Pochus misholosh al sholosh. Let's say this cloth is less than 3 by 3, then ain't a chatzetis. Then it doesn't have a shame begad, and there's no issur of yitu begodim. And Rashi says, gimel la gimel chatzetis, techivon de begad mikri, since it's called a begad, have a yitu begodim. The issur is he's wearing more begodim. Why does it say it's just a chatzitza, it's a separation? Mishum de reisha. Ari, b'nei machas amokim begodim, it says here the same lashon. But here, according to Rav Chizda, any time you have a piece of cloth that's more than 3 by 3, even though it's on your hand, that's not a mokim avoida, not a mokim begodim, still there is an iser yita begodim. Now the Gemara says, ad Rav Yechanan vade pligi. On Rav Yechanan, pshita is a machlekes. Rav Chizda saying not like that. Rav Yechanan just got finished saying there's no iser yita begodim, shlei the mokim begodim. And here Rav Chizda says clearly there is. That as long as that piece of cloth is more than 3 by 3, there's an issa yisa begodim. So cloth is the machloikas Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chizda. What about that Rabbi Yehuda bread the Rabbi Chiyah? is he mechulik on Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rabbi Chiya? So what was his din? That was the first din of the Gemara. Now again, the Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rabbi Chiya loishanu ela begami. He said that the Mishnah says the Kohen can put something on his makir is only a small leaf. But to put a small belt, that's us every eat the begodim. So he's saying what? Even a small belt, the Chur, the Kashr is, this is even less than Sholosh HaSholosh. So the Chur, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiya, also argues on Rabbi Chizda. Rabbi Chizda said it's only Yosser if you have a koponim, a beggar, the size of 3x3. And the Chur, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiya said no, even a smaller size is Yosser. Even a tzutzu cotton, a small belt is Yosser to put around the womb. So is there a machlekes or not? So the Gemara, me name a pligi, is it a machlekes? And the Gemara, no, maybe there's no machlekes. I tell you, even Rabbi Chizda would be moida to Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rabbi Chiya, because the svar is shani tzutzu katan the chashiva the chashiv. Since a small belt, even though it's smaller than 3x3, but it's a chashiv size. It's a chashiv size. That's why it should be moser. Since it's a chashiv zaka the tzutzu katan, that's why it's oser. So here, even Rabbi Chizda is moida. You need 3x3. That's when you start to have a shmata, a piece of cloth. But when you have a chashiv, a belt, then even no matter how small it is, there'll be the Issa Yitzah Begodim. So the Baal has only two machlokes in. Rav Yechon holds there's no Issa Yitzah Begodim, Shlei B'Makim Begodim, and Rav Chizda holds there is. Lishnachrina, another pshat is like this. Lishnachrina Amri Lei, Om Rav Yehuda Brei Rav Chiya. That Rav Yehuda Brei Rav Chiya said, the first din, Loishon Ewel Lagami, it's only mut in the Mishnah to put a leaf. Av Otsutsu Kotin Chaitis, but a small bell taker, it's also because that's called a Chatzitza, means it's Yitzah Begodim. We have Yechon and Nama, this is the Chiluk now. This is the Chiluk of the Lishnachrina. So far, it's the same that we had before. We have Yechon and Nama, Loi Omru Chatzitza Bepachas Misholosh HaSholosh. Yechon says no. It's even a small belt you are allowed to put around your hand. Because there's no Issa Yitzah Begodim if it's less than 3x3. Ela Bemokim Begodim. Only if you put that small belt Bemokim when you're wearing Begodim. And then it's not that Issa of Yitzah Begodim, more Begodim. The other Issa is the Chatzitza. That the Mechnesayim, the Kohen is wearing, is not on his body. There's something in between the Mechnesayim and his body. So Bemokim Begodim is Mechnesayim, then it's also not how small it is. Avoshlei Bemokim Begodim. But when wearing another begid that's not on the mokum of his mechnesayim, his begodim, then even Rabbi Yechon holds sholosh hashalosh chatzitzos. If the cloth is the size of 3x3, that's a chosher b'shi.